Welcome to DeedNB College. Today we're cleaning up a tape-his atmosphere using an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it for jungle and old-school DeedNB vibes. The goal is not to sterilize the sound. The goal is to make the hiss feel intentional, musical, and mix-ready, so it adds history and tension without smearing the drums or clouding the bass. This kind of layer usually lives in the intro, the pre-drop, a breakdown, or a stripped-back switch-up. It can be amazing for that dusty sample era feeling. But if you leave it raw, it can quickly fight your hats, your snare crack, and all the top-end detail that makes drum and bass feel alive. So what we want here is controlled atmosphere. Something that breathes with the arrangement. Something that opens up when the track needs energy, and steps back when the drop needs impact. Start by choosing a controlled source. Don't begin with full-spectrum noise and hope to fix it later. Put the hiss on its own audio track, then build a simple stock device chain in Ableton. A Q8. Auto filter and utility. If the source is too bright, too wide, or too messy, shape it immediately. A good starting move is a high pass somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz, depending on how much low rumble is in the sample. If the hiss is clashing with your snare or hats, try a gentle dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 5k Hz region. And if the top end is too fizzy for the vibe, low pass it somewhere around 8 to 12k Hz. Then trim the level with utility, so it sits way below the break, not on top of it. What to listen for here is simple. The hiss should feel like texture, not like a bright spray over the mix. And even before automation, the snare should still feel like it has space to punch forward. That's the first checkpoint. Now make a choice early. Do you want this atmosphere to feel more like open air, or more like narrow tape? That decision shapes everything that follows. If you want dreamy, spacious intros, keep it a little wider, with a gentler high pass and some upper shimmer left intact. If you want a darker old-school roller feel, go narrower, low pass it more aggressively, and let it feel like dust in the machine. For jungle and tense DeedNB, I usually lean toward the narrower, murkier option. It leaves more room for the drums to hit hard. Why this works in DeedNB is because your kick, snare, break, and sub need the center of the spectrum to stay clear. If your atmosphere is too wide or too bright from the start, you end up mixing against it for the rest of the track. A controlled source gives you headroom, and headroom means confidence. Now place the hiss in phrases, not as a static loop. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar movement. That's the language this genre understands. A simple and very effective shape is to start filtered and low. Open it gradually over the phrase, then give it a little lift just before the drop, and pull it back as the downbeat lands. And here's a key move. Automate the filter first, not the volume. Volume automation alone can just feel like the noise is getting louder. Filter automation makes it feel like the atmosphere is waking up. That's much more musical, and it sits better in a DeedNB mix. Start with the cutoff fairly low, then open it slowly over 4 or 8 bars. Keep resonance modest. Too much resonance can turn hiss into a whistle or a synthetic ring, which is the opposite of what we want. What to listen for now is motion. The hiss should feel like it's breathing with the arrangement, not like someone just pushed a fader. If you hear it rising naturally and it's not fighting the hats, you're on the right path. After that, add volume automation for phrasing and drop discipline. Keep it subtle. Let the hiss sit low under the intro, raise it a few dB over the last bar or two before the drop, then pull it down quickly on the downbeat so the drums can hit with authority. You don't always need to mute it completely. Sometimes just ducking it for the exact moment the snare lands gives the transient more power. This is especially important in jungle, because the break itself has so much movement. If the atmosphere stays loud right through the drop, it steals attack from the snare and softens the whole moment. A tiny gap can make the impact feel much harder. That's one of those small moves that makes a tune feel more professional instantly. What to listen for here? Does the snare suddenly feel sharper when the hiss ducks? And does the atmosphere still carry enough mood that the section doesn't feel empty? If both are true, you've got a strong balance. Once the core filter and level shaping are working, add one more movement layer if needed. You can keep it very simple. If the source already has the right character, a Q8, auto filter, and utility may be enough. If it needs a little more grain, add a gentle saturator before utility. Just a touch, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, enough to make it feel closer and a bit dirtier, but not enough to turn it into noisy harshness. You can also use a return with a short or medium reverb if you want some extra depth. Keep the decay restrained, low cut the return, and only bring the send up in selected moments, like the final bar before the drop or the tail of a breakdown. That works really well in old school jungle, because it gives the hiss a sample era room feeling without turning the whole intro into wash. Now always check the atmosphere in context. Bring in the break, the snare, the hats, and the bass. Don't fall in love with the solid sound. That's where a lot of people go wrong. A hiss layer can sound gorgeous by itself and still ruin the mix when the real elements arrive. Listen from asking around 3 to 6 kHz, because that's where snare presence and hiss energy often collide. Also pay attention to the very top end, where hats and break texture can disappear if the hiss is too bright. And watch the stereo image, because a super wide hiss can make the groove feel less focused. If the snare loses its crack, pull the hiss down a little or notch the upper mids. If the hat starts sounding sandblasted, narrow the bandwidth with auto filter, and keep the low end completely out of the atmosphere. The sub needs to stay centered and clean. No low rumble in the hiss, ever. Now let's talk arrangement. Don't make the hiss move constantly just because you can. In D&B, contrast is everything. If the atmosphere is always evolving, then nothing feels special when the drop arrives. Let it build in stages. Intro filtered and low. Build slightly more open. Final bar before the drop. Lift it. Then on the drop, back it off so the drums own the moment. If the track has a second drop, reshape the hiss there instead of repeating the same automation. Make it darker, narrower, or a bit more degraded the second time around. That makes the arrangement feel like it's progressing. A really useful advanced move is to let the atmosphere disappear for half a beat or a beat right before the downbeat, then return after the hit. That little vacuum can make the drums feel enormous. Tiny detail, huge payoff. If the hiss still feels too tidy after all this, print it to audio and edit it like a sample. Cut out dead space, trim the edges, fade it, maybe reverse a little tail into a transition. That's very much in the spirit of jungle production. You're not just automating a background layer. You're treating it like arrangement material. And once you've got it working, bounce or freeze your decisions. Name the file clearly. Keep a darker version and a more open version if you can. That kind of versioning saves time, and it gives you options later when the track starts asking for a different emotional tone. One more important reminder, check it at 2 volumes. At normal listening, it should sell the mood. At low volume, it should still imply movement without becoming the loudest thing in the intro. If muting the hiss makes the track lose vibe but not clarity, that's a good sign. If muting it makes the whole section suddenly feel better, then the layer is probably doing too much. So here's the core takeaway. Clean tape hiss in D&B is about controlled atmosphere, not raw noise. Shape it with EQ8, auto filter, and utility. Automate filter cutoff first, then use volume to create phrasing and drop contrast. Keep it out of the low end, keep it away from the snare's attack, and think in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases so it supports the jungle arrangement properly. When it works, it should feel like the track has history, tension, and depth, but without losing punch. Now take the mini practice exercise and build 1 8-bar intro where the hiss starts filtered and low, opens across the phrase, and ducks on the drop downbeat. Keep it simple. Use only stock devices. Use 1 hiss source. Automate just the cutoff, the volume, and maybe 1 send if you want a bit more depth. If you can still clearly hear the snare attack, and the atmosphere gets more intense by bar 7 or 8 without just getting louder, you're doing it right. Then push it further with the homework challenge. Make 2 versions of the same 8-bar intro, 1 open and dusty, 1 narrow and menacing. Same source, same drum and bass context, different emotional tone. That's a killer exercise for learning how atmosphere shapes the identity of a jungle tune. Go make it happen. Keep it subtle, keep it musical, and let the automation do the heavy lifting.